Hello.
Hi, is this Tanya Langford?
Yes.
Hi, Tanya. This is Shira from Family First Care LLC. How are you doing this morning?
Okay, how are you?
Good. So I just wanted to follow up. Have you heard from the broker in regards to your approval for your medical approval?
What would that come up as? I don't think that they have called. My phone was tore up for 2 days. I had to get another phone.
I'm sorry, Tanya. I'm having a harder time hearing you. You're coming in and out. Can you repeat that for me?
Hold on just a minute. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I think so.
I said my phone was broken, or not broken. I had to get my phone fixed. It was for like 2 days. So I'm not sure if they called. I don't think they did, but what would that come up as?
They could either send you a text message, email, whatever you signed up with them, and they're just going to let you know if you've been medically approved or not so you can continue with the enrollment process. That's
You know
usually
what?
what.
I'm getting confused. Yes, they did call, and they told me I was medically approved.
Okay, amazing. So, just to give you a heads up, there's going to be a lot of phone calls that you're going to be getting. You probably have gotten them. To give you some clarity and just who we are, we've been in touch with you since the beginning of, since mid-December. My name is Shira. I think we've spoken more than once. I'm
We've
just trying.
spoken several times, and
Yes.
I get a little confused about the different companies,
I know.
and who they're with. I know I do get confused about that,
Okay.
sometimes, but you're our main go-to, right?
Right. So we've been the agency that's been your in-between helping you out. The reason why I'd reinforce this information is because, like I said, you are getting a lot of calls. So the agency that you're working with is Family First Care, LLC, like Larry, Charlie. It's important that you remember that name because there's other agencies with similar names going to give you a call. I don't want you to get confused, especially if you're giving them information about yourself. It's important that you know who you're talking to, okay?
Okay, so it's Family First Care. That's who
Yes.
I'd, okay.
Family First Care LLC specifically. The LLC
LLC.
differentiates us from other agencies, okay?
Okay, so it could say Family First, but not be you guys. Okay, it needs
Yes.
to say LLC.
Yes.
Okay, and it's Shira, right?
It is Shira, yes. Okay.
Okay.
So now that we've established that you've been medically approved, what you're now going to be in a process called pending financial information. I think we did speak about this last time we spoke, about getting financials. Were you able to get anything that we spoke about?
Yes, I got all those bank statements.
You got all the bank statements. That was from 2020 to present.
Yes, well, I mean, I had the ones written down that you needed. I got all the ones that you said that you needed because it was different ones.
Okay. And were you able to look through it and see any transaction or withdrawal over 500?
There wasn't. There's no withdrawal over $500.
And how about deposit? Was there any deposit over 500?
I have two more envelopes to go through because there was a bunch of them.
Right.
But I don't think there was, no.
Okay, so you need to make sure you find that because what will happen is if you don't do it now, before you, when you give in the paperwork to the county, what I want to happen is that you can give it to them with that paper if there is, because they're going to process it. And then if they see that that's missing, it's going to take a whole lot longer time for them to process. So that's why I really reiterate. If you want, you can, do you have the paperwork physically or via email to send it out?
No, I got them to send it in the mail to me. Do you want me to screenshot it and send it to you?
Well, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of papers to screenshot. I just want you to really thoroughly look that there's no transactions or withdrawals over 500 because that's important, Tanya.
Okay, let me put this down to make sure there's no withdrawals over 500. And what if there
Or
is? I
deposit.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to think. There is now because my Social Security owed me some money
That's
because they
fine.
took
Did you
out
get?
two.
Go ahead.
And that was for last month, and that was over 500. I think it was six something.
So that was your Social Security, right?
Yes.
Okay, so right, what you would do is you would take out a piece of paper, date it with your name, and you would make a list, and you would go over all your transactions or withdrawals. If any of them were over 500 or over 1,000, you need to mark it. You need to put down the date, the amount, the reason or the reason for the withdrawal or the deposit. So, for example, let's say you have in 2020, in January, you had a withdrawal over 700. You're going to write down the date, the month, I mean the full date, the year.
Okay.
You're going to write down the amount. You're going to, right next to the amount, you're going to be like, to pay rent, something like that.
Okay.
Now,
okay,
if it's over $1,000, Tanya, you also have to put that down, and you have to give them proof of where that over $1,000 went to. Okay?
Okay. Okay, let me write this down. So, okay, there. Make sure there is no withdrawals over 500, and if there is, I have to provide proof of where it went to.
Only if that. No, you don't have to provide proof for anything over 500. Over 500, you could just put down near the transaction or the deposit that you're going to write out with your own hands. You could write down rent, grocery, something like that. But anything
okay.
over 1,000 needs proof.
Oh, over 1,000. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Let me. But if it's over 500, I still need to provide proof of where that went also?
No proof. Just the reason.
Okay.
Like grocery, rent, or one word.
Okay, so just write it.
Yeah.
And okay,
then,
but go,
ahead,
sweetie. And then if it's over 1,000, I need to provide the evidence of where it went, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
What I usually could do sometimes is if you were able to send it to me via email, I could run through it and do it with you over the phone. But seeing as it may be a lot of information, did you request that all the paperwork via email, via in person to the bank, or did you call them up?
They sent it to me in the mail.
But you spoke to them to ask them to do that? You spoke
to them yes,
the
yes. Yes, I did.
So go ahead.
I can probably call them back and get them to email it to me.
So if they email it to you and you just forward them all to me, I can rush through them really quick and I can probably.
Yeah, let me do that. Okay. Okay. If it's I'm still okay. If it's over 1,000, I need to provide proof. You said
right.
I was on that part. Okay.
Now, Tanya, another thing for you. Here's another thing. I don't know. I'll go through this with you quick. We may have done this before, but I just need some clarification.
Okay, sweetie.
Do you own your house or your car?
I don't drive, so no, I didn't drive. They won't clear me too because of my epilepsy.
So you've never owned a car or vehicle in the last 5 years?
No.
Okay. Do you own your house?
No.
Do you have a deed to house, rental, or anything like that?
No.
Burial agreement?
No.
Life insurance?
No.
Okay. Any minors living in the house?
No.
Okay. Let me just see. Okay, you get Social Security, right?
Yes, I get one check a month.
Okay, do you have the award letter for that Social Security?
You know what? I actually do. Let me look through my mail. They sent me one not too long ago. If not, I can get them to also to email that, and I'll try to get them to email and send it. When I get off the phone with you, I'll call, and I can put it on hold because it may be a long hold. But I'm thinking, yes, I actually got an award letter not too long ago. I think it's in my mail over here. Yes.
So let me tell you something, Tanya. From everything we discussed, give me a call back when you have the paperwork in front of you, when you have everything in front of you, your award letter, those bank statements, and then give me a call back, or I'll try and give you a call back tomorrow, okay?
Okay, wait just a minute. Can I give you a call back today?
Yeah, of course, whenever you're ready. Whenever you're
okay.
ready, you have that email, everything, just give me a call, and we'll continue.
Okay, now, do you want me to email that to you before I call back with the information also?
No, I want you to first get the information, call me, and then you'll email it to me, okay?
Okay. All righty. Let me get on that then. Okay.
All right. Take care.
Okay, thank
day.
You, sweetie.
My
you,
pleasure.
You too. Bye-bye.